news story just in time for the holidays. Boy sent to Christmas nativity show as Elvis instead of an elf after a family mix-up. When 9-year-old Oscar Wilkins heard he'd been given the role of Elvis the Elf in the nativity play at his primary school last week, the alliteration left him confused over what to tell his parents. Coming home, Oscar's sister said neither he nor the school had been able to communicate the elf element to his bemused family. The boy simply told them he has been cast as Elvis. They then sought out a costume of the Graceland star and only realized the error when he stepped out on the stage. But hardly letting it become an error, Oscar embraced his starring role and found the whole thing hilarious. His older sister, Jade Smith, said the audience couldn't help falling in love with the absurdity of it all. When asked him if he was sure he meant Elvis, he said yes, with a sparkly costume. He did not mention anything about an elf, she told the news in England. His letter said a sparkly Elvis costume. It did not say Elvis the elf, so we just stupidly thought it was Elvis Presley. Jade said the family then looked online for a kid's Elvis outfit and found one that fitted Oscar perfectly. We sent him to school in the wrong costume, and they all saw the funny side, but did not say it was wrong. The two performances on Wednesday and Thursday last week at Perry Wiper Primary School in Wales were also in front of his parents, Stephen and Sarah Wilkins. Smith said they only realized their error during the first performance of the show. We only found out the mistake when we were watching the show and they all walked out, all 12 kids, and they were dressed as elves, except for Oscar, she said. It was so funny. A week before, they had all met up in a costume for a dress rehearsal, but didn't tell us anything was wrong. It was no drama, though. Oscar embraced it all and loved that people were laughing at him, and he really enjoyed all the attention. We thought Elvis might come into it somewhere in the storyline, but there was no relation to him at all. Smith said Oscar's reaction to it had meant everyone had seen the funny side. Within seconds, we realized what has happened. You never want your child to feel awkward, but Oscar totally embraced it and helped us all see the funny side of it. And he still got the outfit, and now he's been introduced to Elvis's music. He loves older music anyways, so we could see him becoming a bit of a fan. And then he could just throw on the costume and do all the moves. But there's a picture, and it shows every classmate dressed in an elf costume. And he is wearing an Elvis costume with rhinestones and all. And they had to attach a little sign around his neck that says Elvis. E-L-F-I-S. And there you have it, your good news story of the day. Elvis the Elf. We'll give you a weather forecast right now. And here's the latest update. 28 degrees, a slight chance of snow after one today. Mostly sunny. Highs near 30 with a 10-mile-an-hour breeze. Gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. There's an 80% chance of no rain, no snow. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 18. 5 to 8-mile-an-hour breeze. Gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs, and let's say freezing. 5 to 7-mile-an-hour breeze. Friday night, cloudy, lows around 15. Saturday, slight chance of snow after 1, mostly cloudy, highs just above freezing. 6-mile-an-hour breeze, make it feel colder, 80% chance of nothing falling out of the sky until the nighttime. A chance of snow Saturday night after 1. Cloudy, lows in the low 20s. 50% chance of no precipitation. Sunday, chance of snow before 1. Partly sunny, highs below 30. 70% chance of no precipitation. And Sunday night, cloudy, lows around 13. Stay right here. Enjoy your day. Keep on KZE. And now we'll slide right into our On the Block segment. And we're joined by Ben and Brian, the owners of Upstate Pines in Red Hook, New York. They are a cannabis dispensary. We're going to chat with them right after this quick tune by Hayes and the Heathens. Nobody dies from weed. Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. It's Thursday. That means it's time for On the Block. And joining us now live in the studio from Upstate Pines Dispensary in beautiful Red Hook, New York, is a Red Hook native and, well, his partner, Ben and Brian from Upstate Pines Dispensary. Brian, where are you from?
From closer to the city. I've been up here with my kids for about 7 years now, though.
Oh, cool. So you came up and you kind of got stuck here like a magnet.
Yeah, my wife is born and raised up here. So we came back up here after I bought a house to raise our kids up here.
Oh, cool.
And then, you know, it just settled in that me and Ben were going to do this, start this store up here in the beautiful town of Red Hook, right across from Town Hall. And we just got going on it.
Now, you chose cannabis. Why?
I mean, me and Ben's love for cannabis runs deep. I mean, between the two of us, we've probably been smoking weed for 40 years together. If you add up the time we've both been using cannabis, cannabis isn't a drug to us. It's almost like a medicine to us, you know. It helps you with pains. It helps you with aches. It helps you get through life sometimes. So we're a big believer in cannabis. Cannabis over alcohol any day of the week. It helps, you know, anybody from all ages, you know, and we have a big older demographic coming through our store, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and they thank us, you know, they never thought they'd see the day, and me and Ben never thought we'd see the day that we'd be paying taxes on cannabis, especially in the state of New York. So we're very grateful. This town has embraced us in many ways. And we love this town. We love the people of this town. We love helping the people of this town. You know, and that was our goal from the start, just to help other people and spread the cannabis love around.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you opened up a shop here in Red Hook, and it helps a lot of people with a lot of different things. And you have a lot of different products that specifically are medicine. And they help with different things like sleeping, like staying awake, like enjoying life, and everything else that comes with it. Ben, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us, Rick.
It's a pleasure to have you guys here. And, well, there's something very special that's happening. You made it through 365 days.
Ooh, yeah, the first
as an established. Yeah, an established cannabis dispensary in Red Hook, New York. So,
After everyone said it couldn't be done.
Come close. Yeah, well, it's happening and it's on. And I know way back in the day when it was going through the legislation and the passing and the voting, well, I know a lot of people were very much behind it. And it's great to have this dispensary in Red Hook. And it,
well,
as you,
you
mentioned,
it
helps
a lot
of people. Was it?
It was. We took a lot of pride in it. We did most of the stuff by ourselves, so we didn't have a lot of resources or a lot of money when we were going to do it. And we didn't have too many people helping us. Obviously, some people helped us, but we went to a lot of places and we asked to even have this dispensary. We went to Pine Plains. We've been to Germantown. We've asked all kinds of different landlords, and you'd be surprised on the faces you get when you go in and you're looking at the place and you say, yeah, we'll take it. And they ask, what are you planning on putting here? And we tell them a cannabis dispensary. And we've had people step back a few times. We've had people tell us straight that they would never let us do it.
And those spots are still empty today.
It's a controversial plant. and I don't know why there's so much negative reaction to it when there's positive support for other plants that are medicinal, but not this one. So things are changing slowly, and well, we're glad you're both here. Now, what do you like to do when you're not in the shop, Ben?
Me, I've pretty much been hanging out with my kids.
How many kids you got?
I've got two. I've got a little girl and a little boy, 3 and 1.
Mm.
I've got another one on the way, actually.
Wow,
my
congrats.
Wife's pregnant again.
All right.
Yep.
So that's what you like to do.
I'm going
to
be walking a lot because I can't drive anywhere. But it's a good thing that we live in a town with so many amenities, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are kind of lucky. And Brian, what about you?
But I'm the same. I got 2 daughters, 6 and 2, and my kids love the parks. So when I'm not at work, I'm freezing at one of these parks around here, whether it's snowing, raining, or sunny. We hit 6 parks in a day sometimes.
And the kids don't mind. They'll be in shorts and short sleeves and sandals. Like,
and
come
it's
on,
an
let's
argument to keep your jacket on while I'm shivering every day. So, yeah, we're just raising our kids. We're just running this business. And just honestly, we're at the point where we love our life. It's been a blessing all around.
All right, one quick question. What do you tell the kids you do for a living?
I tell them that I sell recreational cannabis.
Okay.
I'm not lying to my kids.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I mean, do they know what it is yet? No, but you say, you know, some people like to drink alcohol, and there's an alternative to that, because unfortunately your kids see people drinking alcohol anywhere they go, from a restaurant to a bar to a diner. It's a family event, you know.
Well,
so
when a child sees an adult holding something that has a leaf on it or a THC exclamation symbol and they ask questions, what do you say to them?
Well, we say that's, you know, for adults to use. Just as if they picked up a bottle of liquor and they went to sip it, you would say that's not for you. That's an adult drink, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an adult candy, or that's an adult smoking thing, whatever you'd want to tell them. But I try to keep that stuff out of my view of my kids. I don't necessarily smoke in front of them or consume in front of them. Right.
They don't see it.
I do think that some things need to be behind closed doors a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
But it's nice to know that you're absolutely honest about it, and it's not something that you make taboo, which a lot of times makes us kids want to find out more about it, because it is something, don't touch that.
Yeah, no, this was supposed to be a normalized kind of thing. I mean, we're a store. We give you a receipt. We pay our taxes. Yep. I mean, this is a normal thing. This is like going to the store and buying cigarettes. So I'm telling them that I'm selling cigarettes, you know. Mm. I don't see the difference in selling weed or selling cigarettes or selling alcohol or pizza.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still creating a service for people. I mean, I am IDing every single person that is not 21. And if you're not 21, you're not coming in our store. Mm-hmm.
And yet you have a unique shop where you come in the front door and there's somebody there who checks your ID, and you don't even see what's behind the doors as far as product or anything until you're cleared with your ID, which I appreciate just as a dad myself, just to know that, you know, once you go on beyond that door, it's an adult playground, not for kids.
And we did get some backlash on having that front room there. Some people thought we shouldn't have it. But we had talked and we slept on that for a year. And we said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. When you walk in, it looks elegant. It looks classy. And then once you get through that door, you see our real vision. Once you step inside of our store and see the hand-painted walls in there, the Kingston Rhinecliff Bridge, it slaps you in the face. And you're like, oh, my God, this is the store.
Yeah. And once you walk in, too, through the little doorway, you have a shelf full of fine-looking gems that are on the wall, and you can...
Some of the best in the state.
Yeah, you can look at the product, which is fine curated cannabis, and you could even like open the top, take a whiff of it, check out the colors, and kind of get a description of it, which helps everyone from a beginner to an expert at their level, which I find super helpful as a consumer. So
we wouldn't have opened the store if we weren't allowed to showcase the cannabis flower, because How can you buy something without seeing it, without smelling it, without looking at it? And we strongly felt that we needed to invest in something that could show off all the cannabis that we have in
the
store.
We're not trying to get one over on anyone. Yeah. If you don't want to buy that product, then don't buy it. We've got something that you'll like better. We know we do.
We have anything from the small mom and pop micro businesses doing indoor to the big wigs doing the massive outdoor grows to everything you can imagine. We truly are a one-stop shop in Red Hook.
Do you curate all the products both yourselves? I mean, do you try them and say, yep, we want to sell this, or is it reputation?
As much as we can, yes.
Every single pen, every single vape pen that has come through our doors, I have personally tried it. Maybe not every strain, but I've tried the pen to make sure that it'll work.
Like as far as potency and ingredients, you mean work, or just
potency, ingredients, and then the actual battery itself, because the device itself is actually what comes back the most.
Right, and we pride ourselves on is if your vape breaks, then we're going to swap it out, because that's not your fault, it's not our fault, and we will call the cultivator to swap it out for us, because we don't want to see people losing money. That's not fair.
Yeah,
that's
not what this mechanical failure is about. Too.
Right, this is supposed to be peace and love, the cannabis industry.
We're talking with Ben and Brian from Upstate Pines Dispensary on the block, 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a little break, then we're going to come back with more. Stay here. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We're on the block, hanging out with Ben and Brian from Upstate Pines Dispensary in Red Hook, New York. They are celebrating 1 year of a fully functioning, open cannabis dispensary in Red Hook. And they celebrated the one-year anniversary today, could be it, or yesterday. But tomorrow they're having a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the store at 5:30. And who's going to be there, Ben?
The Chamber of Commerce will be there, and we'll have some vendors there to introduce themselves to everybody, too.
I have a question. Now, as a follower of events at Upstate Pines, how is the cooking demonstration?
Yeah, it went really well. We had a few people show up, and it was very informative about how to, you know, infuse your cooking with cannabis and what products we carried that were specifically meant to be infused with, I guess.
What's the best product to put in tomato sauce?
Tomato sauce, I would either use the whole bud, or we do have actual olive oil that you could throw.
You mean kind of like a bay leaf?
Yeah.
Throw it in there, a little garlic.
A little oregano.
little indigo, little oregano. Sounds good. Now, one of the things you guys carry at Upstate Pines, and I'm absolutely intrigued, and I think this is a melding of two great, amazing places and products. Honey Brothers makes tea. Now, they make sachets with THC and CBD infused tea bags. They also make tea in glass bottles that you can buy that has 10 milligrams of THC in it. And, well, that's super cool. I mean, they're from Millerton, and they make great tea.
Local company growing some great weed and breaking it down. They also have flower, too, but their tea bags, especially this time of the year. Me and Ben both had the flu last week. We both were pounding tea and honey. Because we have the infused honey that goes great with that tea if you're a higher doser.
Yeah, pair it up nice.
Ben's the king of the honey tea.
Wow. The wake and bake.
The wake and bake, we call it.
That sounds cool.
But also the glass bottles. It's the only resealable bottle in the whole state right now for a infused drink. And Harney is at the top of the food chain with it. And we love Harney Brothers just because they're local guys, too, doing what we're doing, you know?
Yeah. I totally appreciate their tea and all the flavors as well. So to have something infused with their delicious beverages like the orange mango juice drink in a bottle with the resealable cap is a great thing. So you could chug it if you want, or just sip away and put it in a glass with some ice cubes and a fancy straw and an umbrella. And look at you. Who needs cocktails?
That's it.
Well, what else do you guys look forward to doing in the future, and what's going to happen after your 1 year ribbon cutting ceremony. Do you have any special events or sales or anything going on?
We don't want to give everything away, but we think there'll be a couple sales going on that day for sure.
Come on down Friday.
Yeah, you'll have to come in and see it for yourself.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, one time I was doing some research and popped in, and if you bought something, you got to spin the wheel of fun and win a prize. And it's all bonus. I was kind of amazed that you guys were doing that.
We take the holiday season to give back to our customers, so... that was one thing we were running Green Wednesday. Come in and, you know,
we
take care of you here.
We like to remember that it's not about the sale of the product. It's about the person coming in and buying it.
It's all
about you guys in the community, and without you guys, we couldn't do it. So anybody could throw up a weed shop, but if you don't have any customers to come in, then it's not a weed shop anymore.
Yep, and we pride ourselves on being there as owners, and you know, nothing's below us, nothing's above us. You catch us at the front door checking IDs, you'll catch us bud tending, you'll catch me in the back for hours doing accounting, and Ben doing payroll.
Cleaning the toilet.
I mean, we are, listen, you know, it's a part of the business.
Yeah.
And we do love this town, and we love the people, and we do get a lot of people like that. Oh, you're the owner? Wow, because you go into most of these stores, you ain't going to see the owner.
It's true. Now, before I send you guys off on your way, I just want to remind everyone it's the holiday season, and nothing makes better stocking stuffers than possibly a 5-pack of pre-rolls, maybe some gummies.
Shout out to Ruby Farm, another local guy making amazing products for us, flour, edibles,
everything pre-rolls. They make fits in the stocking. It's kind of amazing.
And
if you don't believe them, we actually have stockings up in the store, and you can see for yourself.
And they're stuffed.
Well, nothing makes a better gift. I mean, you can give diamonds, you can give dinner, but think about the gift of cannabis. This holiday season and every day, make it a great day and enjoy life. And stop by Upstate Pines. Tell them the exact address.
7345 South Broadway. We're open every day from 10 to 8, except on Saturdays, 9 to 9.
Do you encourage shopping in advance, or do you encourage people coming by? What's your preferred?
However you want to do it, as long as you come.
You can do in-store pickup. You can pre-order online. You can get delivery. We run delivery.
Delivery?
Yeah.
We run delivery... pretty far. We go all the way out to Pine Plains, to Clinton Corners. Cool. Rhinebeck, obviously, Red Hook, Germantown.
Nice.
Livingston, Elizaville. Shout out to the people of Elizaville.
Wow. Well, that makes everything super convenient. And Ben and Brian from Upstate Pines Dispensary in Red Hook, thanks so much for hanging out on the block.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah.
We love Red Hook.
Now, you guys dig music?
No.
What kind of music do you both enjoy? Like when it comes to, like, I'm going to throw on my jam right now.
More of a rap guy. I think Ben is more of like a rock.
I've been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan lately, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
The first original rapper.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That's right.
He was. Broke the chain.
Yep. Subterranean Homesick Blues is a rap. And this is a wrap for On the Block. Ben and Brian from Upstate Pines Dispensary. And stop by. They're going to be celebrating their 1 year anniversary. And they may have some sales. And everything is reasonably priced. One thing I have to ask. When you look at the website and you see the price, and let's say it says $50.
That's tax included, yep. We include the tax.
We didn't
want
to trick anyone.
Yeah, we used to go to Mass, and then we'd get to the counter, and then we'd have to go back to the ATM, get another $60. So we tried to squash that here. We include tax in the price.
Well, I think it's important that people know that. When you look at the price on the website, that's the price you pay.
Yes.
Exactly.
As opposed to tax, and then tax, and then more tax, and then your product. So thank you for being here, both Ben and Brian of Upstate Pines Dispensary. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled business for this Thursday. And peace and love to you both. And thanks for caring so much about our community and providing the products that people need to help them be happy and enjoy their well-being. Thanks. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, right back.
Along the fertile floodplains of the Wallkill River in New Paltz is a family farm with over 50 years of country charm.